insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to our program again, inshallah. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
We did right at verse 81, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Certainly, whoever commits misdeeds and is besieged by his iniquities, or by his iniquity, such shall be the inmates of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. For those who listened to the previous session, this verse was as an answer to a claim that was made by Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted in verse 80, Bani Israel and the Jews, saying that they believed they will not be punished, or as the verse said, لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً, the fire shall not touch us except for a number of days. The maximum punishment they will get, they believed, was that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly said, you know, where did you get that from? Did God tell you you're going to be favored and you're not going to be punished the way others will be punished, and that the maximum punishment you may get is going to be a few days? And that is not true. If you don't know that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't told you that, then you are lying upon God. But the answer that is mentioned as a principle that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran on numerous occasions is this, that it does not matter who you are, what your lineage is, what tribe or family you are from, what you're called, even in terms of faith, what you're called. If you remember, we had a similar verse in this surah that we had discussed previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it doesn't make a difference whether you're called a Jew, a Christian, a Muslim, it doesn't make a difference. The criterion is for a person to be prosperous, to reach prosperity, to be believing in God and practicing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. This verse, verse 81 and 82, re-emphasize the same fact, mentioning it in a different language. This time it starts with, بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً, he who does wrong. It doesn't make a difference if you're from the Jewish tribes, if you're from the chosen people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us at the beginning of this chapter, towards the beginning of it, that the Jewish people were actually chosen people. They were given special treatments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Special treatment was given to Bani Israel. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to be punished in the hereafter. No, you've been given special benefits and special blessings in this life. But the hereafter all depends on what we do. So the first clause of this principle, this Quranic principle that has been mentioned here, is this, that whoever... مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً, whoever does, سَيِّئَةً is singular. if they do one misdeed. Then it goes on, it says, وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ. He is besieged by his iniquity. In other words, it's not just one act of evil. The person commits continuously, keeps committing acts of evil, and goes on with that until he is surrounded by this evil. All the ways of light that could penetrate the heart of such a person have been blocked by his deeds, by this person's deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person, فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, they shall be the inmates of the fire, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Doesn't make a difference where you're coming from, what your tribe you are. If you are such, one is going to be punished in hellfire and they will be there forever. Now, an interesting point here, this verse is talking about the khalideen, the worst people, the people that are going to be in hellfire forever. All right. He who, and the criterion is this, if one blocks off all means or all ways that light and guidance, the light of guidance could penetrate the heart, one could actually do so much wrong deeds and evil that they would block off all of those passages, and therefore there's nothing left. The verse is saying that if one reaches that stage, that's where the khalid, that's where a person is going to be khalid, that's where a person is going to be in hellfire forever. There's no end to that person's punishment in the hereafter. Whoever is not like that, I want to make this point here, that judgment of people is not up to us. We're not the ones that judge. Some people take this principle of not being able, that we are not the ones who judge others. They take it a little too far, saying that, okay, since we can't judge others, then we shouldn't say what they're doing is wrong, or what they do, you know, to tell them, oh, what you're doing is right now is wrong. That's also not right. We have been given principles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you follow this principle, this is where you're going to get. If you follow the other principle, that's where you're going to get. And the principles have been mentioned clearly. The principle regarding being in hellfire forever is, if one continuously commits evil acts, okay, misdeeds, as this translation has put it, if one does that until the point that they have themselves with these acts, because these actions have got effects on our hearts, brothers and sisters, that's a fact, okay, that's a Quranic fact. And this is one of the backings, this is one of the sources that we're getting this from. If one blocks off all those routes to the heart that the light of guidance could penetrate the heart, then they're going to be in hellfire forever. And those misdeeds have been clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran, in the traditions and the sayings of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. All right. So although we can't judge others as to whether they're a good person or a bad person, but certain actions have been mentioned in the Holy Quran as being evil, as being bad, as being a wrong deed. You can't say, this is an incorrect ideology that, oh, I can't tell others what they're doing is wrong and it's evil. No, God knows what's in their heart. No, a lot of the things that we're not supposed to do, it doesn't make a difference what your intention is. You can't drink with the intention that, I'm doing this for this purpose or that purpose, or it's good for my heart or something else. No, drinking is haram, period. Or another principle, you cannot say that people can't tell me to wear hijab if I don't like to. People can't judge. If they tell me that I shouldn't wear this, that I should wear the hijab, and what I'm doing is bad, that I'm not observing hijab, all right? If they're saying that you can't do that, that's wrong. This act of wearing hijab is an obligation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now there's explanations why it is an obligation, why it is beneficial to the people themselves, not to God, obviously. But the fact is, this is an obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on people. They cannot expect to consider themselves a good person if they are not observing God's laws. And if they aren't observing God's laws, then they need to be told. They can't say, oh, if you tell me that I'm doing something wrong, that you're judging me. This is a wrong perception that's going on in the minds of some people. So in any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this principle, but judging people is not up to us. We don't know who is going to end up in hellfire and who is going to go to paradise. Right now, maybe somebody is doing something wrong. Okay, but the verse says, if you keep doing the wrong deeds until you block off all of the routes that the light could penetrate one's heart, that's the time where one is going to be definitely going to hellfire and they're going to be there forever. The other clause to this is verse 82, that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And those who have faith and do righteous deeds, they shall be inhabitants of paradise, they shall remain in it forever. This Quranic principle that was mentioned in these two verses, and also in other occasions, one of which we have already discussed previously, this applies at all times and for all people. There's a misconception by some that if I am related to the Prophet, then that means I'm not going to be punished. Or if I'm related to the Prophet, I'm going to get special treatment. If I'm related to the Prophet, this or that. This is a Quranic principle, brothers and sisters. Let's not let others mislead us and misguide us by giving us statements that they say are from the Ahlul Bayt, from the Holy Prophet, regarding the progeny of the Holy Prophet. Anything the Holy Prophet has said, anything that goes against the Holy Quran, I have not said that. This is a very clear principle in the Holy Quran. It doesn't make a difference who you are the progeny of. You know, Bani Israel were the progeny of Prophet Ibrahim. They're the children of Prophet Ibrahim. I mean, they're called Bani Israel, the children of Israel. But Israel, which is the other name for Ya'qub, is the grandson of Prophet Ibrahim, which is also the father of Prophet Ismail. So the lineage of the Holy Prophet goes back to Prophet Ibrahim as well. Alright, so these people are being told, and not just them, as we mentioned on numerous occasions, that the Quranic principles, even though sometimes they are addressed to certain crowds, a certain audience, are the principles are clear-cut principles, like this one. Doesn't matter what time you're at, whose progeny you're from, this is the principle. If one does wrong deeds, they're going to be responsible for that. And if they do it so much that they block off their hearts from the light of guidance, they're going to be in hellfire forever. And if they do, if anyone commits right deeds, the good deeds, with the right belief, they're going to be going to paradise and they will be staying in paradise forever. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who practice what He has told us and what He has obligated upon us so that we can be in His paradise. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك يا من لا شريك